Imagine this. You're a woman running for office in Nigeria. You're committed to representing your constituents and passionate about making
that
a difference.
Nigeria, the government, is saddled with the responsibility.
You've joined a political party, registered to contest, and maybe even won the primary elections. With all your resources pooled, you begin campaigning for votes. Anticipating challenges is part of the process, right? But what you weren't fully prepared for are comments like, go and marry, politics is not for women. It becomes clear that qualifications aren't enough. Your gender subjects you to unnecessary scrutiny and prejudice.
The first attack was a verbal assault. The man calling me a prostitute. He said, there comes the prostitute. Look at Natasha Ashewo. Natasha Ashewo, get out. You are not wanted here.
There were pushbacks because of my gender and some because of my age in 2019. They were like, what would a young woman want to run for office? Why shouldn't she just go get married? Some even said it into my face that, why aren't you trying to look at a family or something?
For International Women's Day, I Like Girls, in partnership with the Election Network, is digging into the experiences of Nigerian women in politics and governance. From financial struggles to societal pressures that insist a woman's place is at home and not in the political arena. In this three-part limited series, we explore the past and present landscape of women in politics in Nigeria, examining the realities of running for office and reimagining a future that includes women more in Nigeria's political system. Subscribe to I Like Girls wherever you get your podcasts and start listening.